Now, after weeks of rain, there's finally some sunshine this weekend, but the bad weather this spring has been bad news for hill sheep farmers. Many of them have been unable to get their yows down from the mountain ahead of lambing season, and that means that lambs born on the side of the mountain are more likely to die or be taken by foxes. Colleen Keneally is a sheep farmer from Connemara. He's chair of the IFA's Hill Farming Committee, and he's been telling me what the weather has been like in his area these past few months.
So I'm down in Roundstone in Connemara, right down with the sea. Look, I suppose it started raining here last July, and on and off, you could say it's pretty much raining up until yesterday. I think April came in, that was the real tough month. It just rained and rained and rained. Now, we'd usually lamb first week of April in the hills. Just last year was kind of a cold spring, so we said we'd go a week later, make things a bit easier, get grass growing, get into better weather. So that was the plan this year. So last Sunday, yows were due to lamb. And usually you'd have gathered a week before lambing and you'd have them down and you'd have them sorted in the green fields around the farm. You know, it makes lambing quite easy and you're on top of any problems, of course, as well. But this year was the first year we couldn't gather because of the rain. The rivers were swollen, flooded. Couldn't get the yows across them.
And how many yows do you have up in the mountains now at the moment?
We have 300 yows on the mountain.
Right. And as you head into lambing season then, I mean, how difficult is it to get those pregnant yows down from the mountain?
Yeah, well, last Friday afternoon, about 4 o'clock, that was the first time now in this month of April that the rivers had eased down in the levels, and we got to the hill last Friday and last Saturday. Now, it was all hands on deck. I got my wife and my two sons out to help me. They'd be 7 and 9. So we spent last Friday evening all day last Saturday getting them down. Some yows did have lambs there on the hill. And they took a considerable amount of time to come down. You know, they maybe have a distance of travelling of 3 miles because you're on about a big mountain range. You know, maybe up to 2,000 acres they'd be covering. We got them down. Went at it again on Sunday. Sunday was a bad day. Rivers levels had rose again. It was Tuesday again before we got out. But look, it's made the job very, very tough.
I presume it's very mucky underfoot as well, is it?
It's just so wet. And like the mountains, you know, and hills, if you're ever any hill walking, you know, they'd be incredibly slippy as well.
Yeah. Yeah, like a vertical bog almost.
Absolutely, yeah. And like just geographically where we live, you know, and out in the hills and stuff, like it's peaty soil, like the grass grows later, you know, so, you know, grass doesn't grow till you get sunshine. You know, we haven't had that this year.
And have many of your yows started lambing on the side of the mountain then?
We would have about 50 yows that lambed in the mountains. Now we have them down now, thank God.
And what are you able to do for them then? Are you able to help them?
Yeah, well, they're down now. They're in the fields around the farm here at home. We've most of the yows now down. They're lambing away. Now, they all have to be supplemented with meal because the fields are wet and they're mucky. So there's no grass there. So they're all being supplemented with meals. Now, it's a huge cost on the back of a very expensive winter.
And for the lambs that you can't get down, for the yows that you can't bring down, what will happen to the lambs then that are born on the mountainside?
Yeah, well, you'll have to try and get them down just because of, well, there's foxes, number one. They're always going to be a threat to a very young lamb. And then when rivers are flooded, you know, if a sheep, which they will, sheep will move, nothing more than going to the next area. You know, if sheep go across the river that's flooded, you know, the lamb won't make it across. So it's paramount for the welfare of the sheep that you get those down from the hills to lamb in the green fields, or if they have the lamb up there, to get it down.
And when you go up to the mountain to bring your yows down, I mean, how much ground do they cover? How do you go about rounding them up?
Yeah, well, they cover an area of like across 2,000 acres, which is a big, big spread, you know, of tough ground, hills and marshes and stuff. But look, I'm third generation sheep farmer. Like, we've been doing that for generational things. It's the same system you do every year, but this year has been tougher, just because of the wet.
Has it been one of the worst years, do you think?
Oh, definitely, yeah, definitely. Since I've been going to them hills since I was knee high, and it has definitely been the worst.
You'll be hoping, no doubt, for better weather in the days ahead. But at this stage, you're counting your losses, are you?
Yes, farmers in the hill will be counting losses. And then there's the huge increase in the meal costs that you have to get supplement them with the meal. So yeah, definitely it'll be a costly spring on most farms. Very, very costly.
That was sheep farmer Colleen Keneally from Connemara speaking to me earlier. Now,